From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. After a decades-long fight to ensure adequate fish passage on the Kennebec River, the Nature Conservancy announced today that it has reached a historic deal to buy four hydropower dams on the river from Brookfield Renewable. As Peter McGuire reports, the environmental nonprofit envisions removing the dams to open up more than 800 miles of rivers and streams to native fish runs.
Alex Moss from the Nature Conservancy says the Lower Kennebec is one of the biggest opportunities in the entire country to fully reconnect a river to the ocean, a process started more than two decades ago when the Edwards Dam was removed.
We're excited to work with others to restore the system in a way that both restores the ecological health and strengthens the region's economic vitality.
Moss says it will take up to 10 years to decommission and remove the structures. The entire project is estimated to cost $300 million. The organization says it will work with local communities and businesses, including the Sappy Paper Mill in Skowhegan, that relies on one of the dams for its water. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Public health experts in Maine say President Trump's warning that Tylenol should not be taken during pregnancy because it could cause autism lacks definitive scientific evidence. Dr. James Jarvis of Northern Light Health says he'll continue to counsel his patients that it's safe to take acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy for pain or fever.
And there's a number of reasons for that. First and foremost, most of us agree that this is a safe practice to do. And then secondly, many other things that people use for pain reliever or for fever reduction are contraindicated, meaning they should not be used during pregnancy because they can be harmful in the moment for that particular pregnancy.
In a statement, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists called the suggestion from federal officials that Tylenol use during pregnancy could cause autism, quote, irresponsible, and, quote, dangerously simplifies the many and complex cases of neurological challenges in children. The ACLU of Maine has joined a class action lawsuit alleging that federal immigration officials are violating the constitutional rights of many individuals caught up in the nationwide crackdown on non-citizens. Kevin Miller reports.
The lawsuit focuses on whether non-citizens who are detained far from the border are entitled to bond hearings before an immigration judge. That was the practice for nearly 30 years, according to the ACLU groups from Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire. But the class action lawsuit filed Monday in federal court in Massachusetts accuses the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security of illegally reversing that precedent by denying detainees the ability to seek release on bond while their immigration cases play out. Last week, a federal judge in Maine ruled that Customs and Border Patrol agents likely violated a man's due process rights by denying him a bond hearing after he was arrested near Waterville. The judge then prohibited the federal government from transferring the man to a distant detention facility. The class action lawsuit filed this week could affect immigrants who've been detained under similar circumstances in Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Rhode Island. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Attorneys for victims' families and survivors of the Lewiston mass shooting say a recent report from the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Defense directly links the U.S. Army's lapses to the tragedy that left 18 people dead. The report found that both the Army and Navy failed to follow their own mandatory policies and properly report violent threats by service members nearly 50% of the time. As a result, the lawsuit against the DOD, the Army, and Keller Army Hospital is being amended to include the report. Attorney Ben Gideon says it's a significant development in the case.
The DOD report is a powerful admission by the U.S. government that the Army's failures to follow its own policies and procedures increased the risk of exactly what happened in Lewiston, Maine. And that's the first time they've acknowledged that publicly.
The lawsuit, which was first filed on September 3rd, details how threats posed by the Lewiston shooter were repeatedly disregarded in the months before the shooting on October 25th, 2023. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Graham Platner yesterday drew more than 500 people to the first of a series of town halls that he's holding across the state. Platner used the event to hammer Republican Senator Susan Collins and national leaders in the Democratic Party. Steve Missler has more.
Since he launched his campaign in August, Platner has sought to channel Democratic voters' simmering anger with Collins and their disillusionment with the National Party. Speaking to a capacity crowd at a local brewery in Ellsworth, the oyster farmer and military veteran framed both as proxies for corporations and wealthy interests that have used the political system for enrichment, while working-class Americans struggle to get by. He urged attendees to join what he says is a movement to retake the party and change that system.
And so it is up to us to build that power down here and turn our party back into the party that we want it to be and that we need it to be. Now for the easy lines. Susan Collins has got to go.
A spokesman for Platner said the campaign had expected 200 attendees at the event, but more than 850 signed up. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
State authorities are still investigating the cause of a fire that killed two people Sunday on Portland's Munjoy Hill. Maddie Smith reports that the structure had been cited for previous fire code violations, but repairs have been made to improve safety.
The State Public Safety Department says firefighters received calls about 43 St. Lawrence Street around 2 Sunday morning. The building had 4 apartments, and while some residents were successfully evacuated, firefighters found 45-year-old Nicole Niehoff and 40-year-old Jake Millett dead in the structure. No foul play is suspected. Portland issued a violation to the owner in 2022 over concerns about the property's upkeep. City of Portland spokesperson Jessica Grondin said city staff helped install fire doors in the stairwells and update the smoke detectors in the building 2 years ago. The porches on the right side of the building still needed repair at the time of the fire, but according to Grondin, each unit possessed 2 fire code compliant ways of exit separate from the porch. In a release today, the Maine Department of Public Safety noted the recent repairs to bring the building up to code, quote, significantly enhanced safety measures that helped occupants get out safely. The building was condemned Monday due to the fire. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Around half of farmers and fishermen in Maine say they struggled to access health care due to costs and availability in rural areas. That's according to a recent survey from the University of Maine. Agriculture workers, health professionals, and policymakers met in Hallowell today for the first Land and Sea Farmer Wellness Forum. Among the speakers were Democratic State Senator Henry Ingwersen, who sits on the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee. He said many farmers and fishermen have no employer-provided health insurance, and recent cuts to Medicaid will increase the uninsured population.
Our uninsured will grow as a part of these cuts, and in 2023, half of uninsured adults and one quarter of uninsured kids did not see a provider in the last year.
The participants also discussed potential solutions like funding free healthcare clinics in rural areas and providing telehealth services. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Maine Artists with Disabilities. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.